Tony Danza stood before 26 skeptical 10th graders, sweat soaking through his carefully chosen shirt, his meticulously prepared lesson plan evaporating from his mind like morning fog. The star of Taxi and Who's the Boss had faced millions of viewers without flinching, but these teenagers terrified him. At nearly 60, with a canceled talk show and a dissolved marriage behind him, he'd traded Hollywood for a Philadelphia classroom. Not for a publicity stunt, but to fulfill a decades-old dream. He'd earned a history degree before boxing and acting hijacked his path, and now he was finally teaching. Except he'd forgotten everything he'd planned to say. When the bell rang, he felt like he'd lost a 10-round fight. Welcome to teaching. What began as a reality TV experiment became something far more profound. Northeast High School, a sprawling brick fortress serving 3,500 students speaking 57 languages, agreed to let cameras follow Danza's journey under one non-negotiable condition. The kids came first. No scripting, no manufactured drama. Real teaching with real consequences. The school board assigned veteran teacher David Cohn as his supervisor. Mandatory training sessions humbled him. And Principal Linda Carroll delivered a blunt warning. If this doesn't work, you're out. These kids' education isn't a television experiment. Students like Monty openly questioned whether a celebrity teacher would ruin their college prospects. Parents expressed similar concerns. The pressure was crushing, but Danza was determined to prove he was more than just a TV stunt. That 4:20 a.m. alarm felt like punishment. Danza developed a militant routine, 50 push-ups to shake off sleep, followed by obsessive lesson plan reviews. Though his class didn't start until 10 a.m., he arrived by 7:15 every morning, understanding that earning respect meant sharing his colleagues' brutal hours. Miss DeNaples strategically assigned him first period truancy duty, a baptism by fire that taught him more about authority and empathy than any training manual could. The reality show's presence created constant tension. A 7-person camera crew followed his every move, transforming genuine teaching moments into potential entertainment. During their Broadway field trip, his producer suggested setting things up for more conflict, a fundamental clash between educational integrity and television drama. When he celebrated with students using cake during class, administrators rebuked him. When he ordered a drink at dinner during the New York trip, they reminded him that teachers face stricter behavioral standards than entertainers. The disparity was staggering. Danza taught one class while regular teachers managed 5, roughly 150 students total, while balancing crushing paperwork loads and students' serious home problems. He began envisioning a 3/5 solution, reducing teacher loads to 3 classes instead of 5. Expensive? Absolutely. Transformative? Potentially revolutionary. David Cohn's feedback stung. You're performing the class instead of teaching it. Danza was trying too hard to be liked, talking excessively, even answering his own questions. He needed to stop entertaining and start educating. He got creative with lessons, organizing a Of Mice and Men scavenger hunt and Shakespeare to Street exercises translating Julius Caesar into contemporary language. A poetry contest with flip cam prizes inspired moving performances. Paige's emotional piece about an absent father and Daniel's artwork accompanied rendition that moved Principal Carroll to tears. Field trips became powerful teaching tools. The Washington, D.C. excursion featured a bus sing-along where Danza surprised students with his ukulele rendition of Rihanna's Umbrella, visits to the Folger Shakespeare Library and National Archives, and a stop at the Lincoln Memorial. Later, he organized a trip to see West Side Story, the first Broadway experience for all his students. He developed authentic classroom management strategies. When Northeast implemented its uniform policy, he wore his own uniform daily, gray pants, blue shirt, Northeast tie, despite the production team's objections. When students debated the policy passionately, he abandoned his planned lesson and had them write arguments instead. He was learning that effective teaching requires balancing structure with creativity, authority with empathy, performance with authentic connection. Danza's most impactful teaching happened outside class. Inspired by his father, who shared his egg sandwich daily, he created the Half Sandwich Club, a safe space for personal discussions during fifth period lunch. For Matt, a troubled student with anger issues, Danza set up a punching bag and taught boxing to channel his energy. When Brittany struggled with reading, he worked through To Kill a Mockingbird with her daily. Learning she'd been shuffled between relatives and foster homes, he recognized her need for stability. When she nearly fought another student, he redirected her anger by helping her make a birthday card for her great-grandmother, opening deeper communication. Most remarkably, Danza connected with Alex, a 10th grader who'd lost both parents and lived in foster care. Alex shared poetry about bullying, sorrow, and suicide. Danza encouraged him to compete in poetry slams, helped refine his performance, and arranged for him to read over the intercom on Earth Day. Alex later competed nationally and became Northeast's Poet Laureate. Through these relationships, Danza learned that teaching extends far beyond curriculum, a lesson veteran teacher Miss Dixon confirmed. That's what it takes, baby. Teaching proved more emotionally demanding than Danza anticipated. Early in the year, he broke down sobbing during a hallway conversation with David Cohn, who reassured him this was normal. One colleague cried at his desk daily after school. His students' circumstances frequently moved him to tears. When Paige performed her poem about an absent father, Danza transformed his visible emotion into a teachable moment. That's what poetry does to us. That's why we read poems, to get in touch with our feelings and emotions. Brittany's heartbreaking letter about sexual abuse in foster care required official reporting, resulting in her placement in another home. The contrast between his own childhood and his students' realities hit home when Al G casually described dodging bullets at a basketball court. As the school year wound down, Danza's emotions intensified. During the final week, Paige and Tiana convinced him to watch Freedom Riders. They watched him instead as he sobbed through it, their final test to see if he truly cared. One line resonated deeply. In that classroom, my life makes sense. As Danza's train left Philadelphia, he opened Miss Dixon's parting gift, a wooden plaque with the starfish story about saving stranded creatures one by one. Perhaps he didn't get all his students in the water, but he got most closer to it. The television show proved disappointing. A&E buried Teach in a late Friday slot, virtually guaranteeing failure. When the network head admitted he never expected people would watch a show about education, Danza realized this mirrored America's approach, treating education as a good cause while hoping to get lucky rather than investing necessary effort. His final exam revealed students had internalized his most important lessons: make the best of a bad situation, take part in your own education, and books are more than books. Even his most challenging student, Al G, showed growth. Initially cocky and disengaged, their breakthrough came during in-school suspension when Danza asked, "Is this where you belong?" By year's end, Al visited silently after class, a sign of hard-earned mutual respect. Though Danza's teaching career lasted just 1 year, his experience reveals profound truths. Teachers work crushing hours for modest pay while navigating impossible testing pressures. Yet, they show up every morning because it matters in ways that transcend Hollywood glamour. When Danza tells his students, "You've changed my life," he speaks to education's reciprocal nature. Teachers and students shape each other, creating meaning beyond test scores.